April 14th, we have presidential elections, and we believe that there was injustice in the results. So we are demanding an audit of the votes. We demand a recount to prove what really happened, and the government refuses to give us that, which is a democracy, so which is a right for us, and we are just demanding to get the recount.
The government has already certified the vote. They said that Maduro won and that Capriles didn't win. What are your thoughts to that?
I believe that the government says that we live in democracy and this is a right. We are demanding what we believe is in pure justice of it. So Maduro already says that he is the president and we don't agree with that. Half of the population is in disagreement with the government and what they have done to our country. And now we're here to protest against that. And we are hoping that the government will give us the right to recount the votes, and actually that way we can know the truth of what actually happened on April 14th.
If there is a result, if there is a recount, I mean, and Capriles ends up losing, then you'd be okay?
Yes, I mean, we believe that Capriles did win, but we just want to know the truth. If after they do the recount, the results prove that Maduro actually won, then we'll be able to, we'll accept that. We'll accept the results. But until that day comes when they open all of the boxes with all the votes and we do the recount, we'll never know. So this is a right that we have, and we want as Venezuelans, and not just for people that live in Venezuela, but for all of the world. This is something that the truth should be a national news. I mean, we all should know what really happened. So that's all we were asking.
Like a lot of elections, there were international monitors during the election, and the international monitors said the vote was fair. Do you think they didn't see what was really going on?
No, I mean, I do believe that there were some, like, I'm not saying that the 100% of the election was a fraud, but we do have proof that there has been many of irregularities in the election process, and that's what we're looking for to unravel, like to actually know the truth of it. Not all of it, but part of the election process was not according to the law.
And finally, for people who aren't here, can you tell people what they'd be seeing if they were here?
Yeah, this is, we call it cacerolazo, which is a very popular way for us to protest. We just take empty pots and we bang against them. That's just the way of saying that our pots are empty, and that's just a Pacific way of protesting in our country. We don't yell, we don't do violent acts. It's just something that you find in your own home, just bang a pot. That's like our way of protesting and saying that we're not agreeing with what is going on right now in our country. And even though we don't live there anymore, we're still Venezuelan, I was born there, and even though I don't live there anymore, I'm still gonna fight for my country, and I'm still gonna defend my vote, because I went to Venezuela to vote. I went there to Caracas, Venezuela for 2 days. I just went there, vote, and got back. And I will defend my vote until the last day, because I do believe that Capriles won. I'm going to do everything in my power to know what really happened.